This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1753. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 24th, Australia, Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Djibouti, Germany, Greece, India, International Vacuum, Ireland, Mexico, Morocco, Netherlands, Nicaragua, Peru, Somalia, Spain, Sudan, Sweden, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, lots of special events this time of year, many of them on very short notice and thus pointless to attempt to cover on this weekly program, such as singing Christmas carols from McMurdo, Antarctica, scheduled to start a little over an hour from the time I'm recording this and thus long before you will ever hear this. Here's one a little less likely to be outdated if you're prompt in hearing this week's World of Radio. The Sydney to Hobart, Australia yacht race starts December 26th. Doesn't say how long it lasts, but the length of the course is 628 nautical miles. The yachts, of course, must keep in radio contact, and in the Australian Radio DX Club list, Craig Seeger has word of this. He says yachts primarily use 6516 USB between 20 and 08 UT and 4483 between 08 and 20 hours. But of course, that means the range will be relatively close, all of that is needed in southeastern Australia. Good luck in hearing some of this anyway. Website with all the info is www.rolexsydneyhobart.com. Yes, it's sponsored by a timepiece. On the Internet Radio list, Richard Cuff points out that it's summer season at ABC Radio National, late December into January, when there's lots of substitute programming, while lots of people are on vacation. There is a schedule at the Radio National website of the temporary programming and details about the special shows. www.abc.net.au/radio national, and then look for RN Summer. Some of this may be relayed by Radio Australia on shortwave, but you will probably have better luck hearing them online. Filed under Azerbaijan, perhaps. This from Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria in BCDX, heard on December 17th at 0300 on 7185, a pseudo-FM signal, most likely Nagorno-Karabakh transmitter in Azerbaijan. At 0300, played a march music announced with very distorted sound by a lady's voice, speaking about Afghanistan and the news, and perhaps in Pashto or Azeri. At 0305, sounded like Farsi. He says this was not a ham operator, although it was in the amateur band, 7185. And Bahrain, on 9745 in DSWCI DX window, Bruce Churchill in California, who does most of his DXing via remote receivers, was using the Perseus site in central Germany. He says December 18th, he was hearing this at 0259 to 0352 with many mentions of Bahrain. He gave an email address of bahrain16december@gmail.com. Lots of Arabic vocals, announcements, very clear. If I'd understood Arabic, would have been 100% ID'd. The first 25 minutes, it was S4 to S2 with deep fades. By 0352, improved stability with only slight fades and steady at S4. Jari Salvalainen in Finland says that email address seems to be for a poetry contest sponsored by Radio Bahrain, December 16th being their national day. Dan Sheedy in California has an intriguing ID on 4780, heard December 10th, 12th, and 16th from 1446 past 1500, just barely audible with Quran recitations and some chat in Arabic, occasional song breaks, mostly wrecked by Kodar interference. He says, long path from Djibouti would be nice, but it'll take some amazing conditions to get more info. Well, that frequency certainly points to Djibouti by long path, as does that time of day just around sunrise in California. A time when there's no doubt it's Djibouti is when they sign on after 0300 UT. Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania heard it November 24th at 0307 to 0330. Again, with recitations from the Quran, poor to fair reception. Ivo Ivanov has the Christmas holiday schedule for a couple of stations via low-power German transmitters, and thus cannot be considered pirates. Radio Mi Amigo at 11 to 15 UT, December 25th, 26th, and 28th, via Radio 700 on 7310. Also, on December 28th at 07 to 11, and 16 to 20 on 6005, each of those 1 kilowatt. Then there's Radio Marabu on 7310, December 25th and 26th, via Radio 700 at 07 to 11. And on December 27th and 28th, at 09 to 13 via channel 292 on 6070, that one being a hefty 2.5 kilowatts. Radio Marabu is also on a parallel frequency, which I guess would qualify as really piratical, 6239.3, but that's only on December 24th and 25th. The Voice of Greece, or rather ERT Open as it's now known, continues to be active much of the time on shortwave, but at any given moment you cannot be sure whether it will be on the air or not. At least there are only a few frequencies where it ever appears. For example, on December 23rd, 9935 was on, but as often happens with that particular transmitter, it has a motorboating sound, a very annoying defect atop the clear ERT interval signal. That is, it was clear on the other frequency, 9420. The same transmitter as 9935 at other times is on 11645 and can display the same defect. 9420 sometimes jumps to 9415. That was the case at 0416 UT, December 23rd, and at that time 9935 was back in whack. Wolfgang Büschel has been checking out the other frequency on the 19-meter band, and it was way off-channel, 15630.381, December 22nd at 0550. From BCDX, more strangeness on the 40-meter amateur band. Fawaz Sulaybek of the Bahrain Amateur Radio Group Intruder Alert reported December 14th at 16:31. There's some broadcaster in Urdu from 7112 to 7116 in the AM mode, 20 over 9. Seems to be a government radio station. Then Ron Howard quoted Dave Volko using a remote receiver in the Netherlands that he heard an ID for All India Radio at 1800 UT December 14th on 7114.98. It went off at 18:16:21. Wolfgang Büschel guesses it's an intermodulation spurious signal, perhaps between a shortwave and a medium-wave transmitter. Good news for World of Radio listeners via the World Radio Network on satellite or internet. The North American service adds another airing effective January 1st. It's Sunday evenings in North America, UT Mondays at 02:30, in addition to Saturdays at 18:30 UT. On WRN to Europe, we remain Saturdays at 10:00 UT. Would you like to hear The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy again? One of the best radio serials ever. Sagebrush Bob of Weekend Radio, the humor program from WCLV in Cleveland, says he's thinking of rerunning all 12 episodes, starting in March or April, within his one-hour show, and invites listener response about whether he should go ahead and do this. comments@ideastream.org should reach Bob Conrad. Mike Terry forwards this news from the RTE Ireland website, December 19th. RTE's long-wave service extended until 2017, at least. The chair of the Transport and Communications Committee said he was delighted at the decision to retain the service. RTE Radio 1 Longwave will operate a full service in 2015, but with reduced hours in 2016, before working towards a full shutdown in 2017. It was due to end early next year, 2015, after RTE postponed a decision to close the transmitter until 19 January. It previously announced it would be ceasing Longwave 252 on 27 October and migrating Radio 1 service to digital platforms. Broadcaster said in slowing the pace of the Longwave shutdown, it has considered contact from listeners and submissions from a range of groups who highlighted that more time was needed to understand and enable the migration to digital platforms for all listeners. The head of RTE Radio 1, Tom McGuire, said, "We've listened particularly to the concerns raised by and on behalf of the elderly Irish in the UK. Cost reduction remains a key priority, and we remain convinced that in the longer term, Longwave has had its day." Nonetheless, he says, despite the midterm cost impact, RTE believes it's necessary to take a collaborative approach and slow this transition. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has announced it's prepared to work with RTE to commission specific research to better understand the community in the UK who listen to the Longwave service. That'll be conducted in 2015, funded by the department, and will include perspectives from community groups representing the Irish elderly in the UK. And the implication is here that they're the only ones who listen to RTE on Longwave. Is that true? Following up last week's report from Neil Cazaros in Illinois about a new station in Mexico on 1060 kHz, XERDO in Reynosa, Tamaulipas. Shortly after that, I heard it myself, but there's other Spanish on the frequency, which you need to sort out. When I tuned in at 0230 UT, December 19th, I was getting a big signal from the west, not the south, but it was in Spanish, soon identified as KXPL, Radio El Paso Juarez. Yes, it's a U.S. station on our side of the border, but serving Juarez as well as El Paso in Spanish. It's supposed to be a 10-kilowatt daytimer only. Should have gone off at midnight UT, but they didn't get the carrier until 0234. That may not be the case every night, however. Once it went off, I could hear a weaker station from the south in Spanish, La Estación de Todos, which is the slogan which Kaz had heard from XERDO. Also on 1060 in Spanish is, of course, XEEP in Mexico City, Radio Educación, which you can identify if it's parallel to shortwave 6185. And furthermore, a religious station along the Texas-New Mexico border, KIJN, which mainly plays praise music in Spanish. Refining things even further, the El Paso station I found to be slightly on the low side of the frequency, while Neil Cazaros has measured the XERDO station about 76 hertz on the high side of 1060. Their real slogan is La Raza. Note that WLNO 1060 in New Orleans was off the air and may still be. That was the case when Greg Hardison was using a remote receiver in that area, tuned to 1060, and instead was hearing XERDO as early as the 2nd of December. Mexico's Medios Publicitarios Mexicanos list of stations showed 1060 as early as October 16th for XERDO, and the transmitter site there is Valle Hermoso, Tamaulipas, which is closer to Matamoros than Reynosa. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1753. Our thanks this week for financial support from Thomas Hunt for a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. That helps to keep this non-commercial program and our non-commercial website going, worldofradio.com. About one bye week ago, we had news that Morocco's only shortwave frequency was missing, 9575, since about December 7th. No more Médiun or Radio Méditerranée. However, it's back. As of December 24th at 0417, I was hearing Mideast music again on its unique frequency, 9575. So Morocco is not yet a dead shortwave broadcast country. In North America, we can easily hear the giant jukebox from the mighty KBC during their two-hour weekly broadcast via Germany, 7375, UT Sundays from midnight until 0200. But they also have a European service on 6095. Dan Sheedy on Moonlight Beach in California succeeded in picking that up, surprisingly, both Saturday and Sunday, December 13th and 14th, around 1500 UT. Although we could barely hear them this time of year, it's possible for that route to propagate. I suppose it's close to along the gray line. And Ivo Ivanov says, not only on Saturday and Sunday, but December 25th and 26th, Thursday and Friday, there's a special transmission of the mighty KBC between 11 and 16 UT, 100 kilowatts on 6095. Hearing any medium wave from beyond Cuba or Mexico is difficult here in deep North America, but I once again heard Nicaragua. Here's how. 720 kilohertz Radio Católica has a fairly powerful transmitter. If you can get rid of WGN Chicago by nulling it, or during a propagational disturbance, which was the case December 24th at 0430, as I tuned in, I was hearing the Nicaraguan national anthem. At 0430 checks as the listed odd sign-off time of that station in the 2015 World Radio TV Handbook. One should tune in a bit earlier. After a break of several weeks, I've once again been able to hear and time the exact hour when Radio Chasqui in Urubamba, Peru, cuts off its carrier from 5980. December 23rd at 0103, it went off at 28 seconds past 0104. There is another station on the frequency at that time, the BBC via the UAE, but it stays on until 0200. Thanks to Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso, who found it went off around 0103, giving me an approximate time to try for. We expect the cutoff time to continue precessing at the previous rate of about 5.83 seconds later each 24 hours, that is, until they reset their timer once again. In Shortwave Bulletin, Tore B. Vick, who keeps track of Latin American news, says there's a new license listed in Peru on shortwave, 6090, call sign OAD3A. The licensee is Epifanio Donato Sanchez Lirio, and it's for 1 kilowatt. It's in the province of Huaraz, department of Ancash, and presumably not on the air yet. And if they are on, they'll have plenty of interference on 6090 from Anguilla et al. In his publication in German, NTT Aktuell, Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener has some background info on a target broadcaster to Somalia, which he says should not be labeled clandestine, Radio Ergo, or ERGO. It broadcasts via the site in the UAE from 12 to 13 UT on 17845. It is a program of a Danish NGO, IMS Productions, which took over the work of a UN program, IRIN Radio, in 2011. after 3 years under the previous management. It is, however, based in Kenya. The editorial staff is supervised by a board of UN and non-governmental organizations working in Somalia. The subjects they cover are information for refugee aid, agriculture and animal husbandry, health care and medicine, women's and children's rights. They have some 20 correspondents. Financing is currently mainly by Swiss Development Assistance and the Common Humanitarian Fund for Somalia. It's broadcast locally by FM Partners, but the shortwave serves for larger coverage and independence. They say shortwave is a key element in our media strategy, since there is no national public law, structured channels in Somalia, and the FM local stations operate in a very difficult and dangerous environment, meaning that shortwave is a safe way to reach large audiences in Somalia and neighboring areas. Here's another service for Somalia, which perhaps we can consider legitimately clandestine, and it started recently, as I mentioned a few weeks ago. It's Voice of Hatumo, K-H-A-A-T-U-M-O, on 17580 via France, 250 kilowatts, at 1700 UT on Thursday, December 11th. It's only on Thursdays, heard by Ralph Perry in Illinois via DSWCI DX window. He says there was initial interference, possibly even jamming. Had to use upper sideband, but then it was fine in the full AM mode. Mainly a studio announcer introducing various short clips of speeches and interviews of remote speakers. A couple of brief Horn of Africa musical bridges. Well, soon we will have two chances a week to hear this, Ivo Ivanov says. From January 6th, the Voice of Hatumo will be airing on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 17 to 1730 on 17580 via France. The schedule I gave last week for Spain's reactivated shortwave service proved to be incorrect. It's much simpler. In fact, according to their own website, which we found shortly later, there are only four frequencies in use, and they're the same ones every day of the week, except the transmission on Monday through Friday is from 19 until 23 UT, actually lasting a bit later and starting a bit earlier, but Saturdays and Sundays starting 4 hours earlier, around 1500 UT, when it's mostly silly ball games. Here are the frequencies and the target areas. 11685 for Africa and the South Atlantic. 11940 for South America. 9620 for North America, which, yes, is generally best here. And 12030 for the Middle East and the Indian Ocean. I've seen a number of complaints over the past week, however, from South America that 11940 really is not working for them, and it appears some of the frequencies are sometimes not on the air. But those are the four to check to hear Spain in Spanish. Also on weekdays, there are only four basic programs each hour. According to another post from RTVE, at 19, 24 horas, at 20, Radio Gaceta de los Deportes, 21, Españoles en la Mar, and at 22, Cinco Continentes. Hugo Lopez in Chile put that on the Condish list. Meanwhile, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has been monitoring and finds a number of frequency clashes, either co- or adjacent channel interference, so it appears their new frequency planning was not well done. Among the stations interfering are Turkey, AWR, China, Japan, and Radio Liberty. As mentioned on DX Extra, the Radio Dabanga website says, coming in January, Sudan will launch 10 shortwave radio stations in Darfur and 10 in South Kordofan. The new stations will present programs in local dialects to counter the broadcast by Radio Dabanga to reduce its impact on the populations of those regions, especially Darfur. Well, this is a rather confusing report. While Radio Dabanga is on shortwave, the Sudanese can broadcast from the ground, and it would make a lot more sense for these stations to be on FM. I seriously doubt they'll be on shortwave. Tom Taylor reports that the shortwave transmitters in Sala, Sweden, are relaunching on December 27th. They are 5 kilowatts on 3950 and 10 kilowatts on 6065. They will be relaying programs from SDXF, the Swedish DX Federation, at 1200 UT December 27th, and from Radio Merkurs at 13 UT, and they're interested in selling time to any other broadcasters. They're calling it the Radio Revival. Details at www.radiorevivalsweden.blogspot.co.uk, says Mike Barraclough. Global 24 Radio via WRMI 9395 continues revising their schedule. One change which took us by surprise was a different time for World of Radio, UT Friday at midnight 1 UT instead of midnight 30, where Wavescan can now be heard. Furthermore, they started a DX block on Tuesday evenings, North American time, UT Wednesdays. This includes at 0330 UT Wavescan, 0401 World of Radio, and 0430 Media Network Plus. But there are additional media, or HAM, or DX programs before that. It seems what we shall hear during that period must vary from week to week, since the programs involved are not necessarily of a fixed length and or not aired every week. Listed are Chelmsford Calling, which we know is a monthly hour, Frequency Cast, which is a related program from Britain, not really about frequencies, which is half an hour, apparently also monthly, The Rain Report about ham radio. These appear at various times, as well as the unlisted DX Extra, between 0100 and 0330 UT Wednesday. Also scheduled at 0500 UT Monday through Friday is a relay of NHK World Radio Japan. But it's not a full hour. At 0530 they continue with WRN, which carries Israel Radio, and at 0545 Vatican Radio, at least on the night I listened. Meanwhile, System B from Radio Miami International, their very own programming on 9955, now has a duplicate channel, but for only 2 hours, 01 to 03 UT on 7730. This includes a number of DX programs in English and Spanish, but not World of Radio. In any event, there's no jamming on 7730, so it's a very welcome alternative. We wish there were additional hours of a duplicate frequency. Keep an ear on WBCQ 5110 during the evenings for new programming not on their schedule. What I ran across was Electro Space Radio, interesting music, UT Tuesday, 01 to 02, and he said it would be repeated on UT Friday, December 26th at 0400. It's produced by World of Radio listener Nelson Ogden in Michigan, and he says there'll be another one in January. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSE's peaking at 25 and 5 January 3rd. Solar flux dropping from 205 December 22nd to 140 January 2nd and 3rd, and up to 205 again by January 15th. With seasonal greetings, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1753.